Stock of the week time, folks. It's exciting week. We had NVIDIA results this week, didn't we? So let's get right into it. Now, if you haven't liked and followed and all the rest of it, don't forget to do that. As well, what are we? Well, we're expensive is what we are, but are we really? What this proves, as I say to you every time, is you're paying $30 for every future dollar of expected profits out of Microsoft. Expected, not guaranteed. Okay, and you're paying $32 in the case of Amazon. Should you really be paying $46 in that case for Tesla? Well, you're only paying $11 for every dollar of future profits in the case of ExxonMobil. So you might think, well, obviously gas is where you want to be. That's the future, oil and gas. Healthcare is cheap, so are banks. Yet the best performers are all of the ones which are expensive. So what's going on? Is the market mad and you should just stay out of it? No. What it proves is what I always say and have been in the 18-odd books over my shoulder, you can see, is valuation is not the only thing. Growth, momentum, income, cash flow, all these things matter. And that's why we look at all those things. Where are we on the S&P? Boom. You can see the direction for a long time now. Same with NASDAQ. It's peaking up there, which is good. Even Microsoft, thanks to NVIDIA, got a bit of a boost up. Remember, Microsoft is an AI company. Apple has been one of the laggards. I'll come to that and my views on it in a second. Of course, that's what NVIDIA did. Climb, climb, climb. Sell the rumor, buy the fact, as we always say in the markets. Meta, boom, and that's stayed up there. And then you've got this, and this will probably go that way before it makes a decision which way to go. As for Amazon, still upwards. Let's deep dive into those. Now, remember, with all of this, I'm going to look at price charts, but I'm very much focused on value, growth, income. I need to tick the value box, the growth, the income box. Okay, it's not a G. Cash return on capital invested. That's from Goldman Sachs Wealth Management. They say 30% per annum is what you get for companies in the top quartile on average as an entire basket. 30% per annum if they're in the top quartile by Crokey. That's momentum. Sortino is average return versus downside risk of missing it. You want things which have a very low downside risk, not a very big downside risk of missing their average returns. And alpha is the ability when the market goes up to go up more, and when the market falls, not to fall as far. That's alpha. Okay, so why not just have a load of alpha generating stocks then? Because then you're an alpha generating fund manager. Then how was the past week? Well, past week, not too bad. Obviously, thank you, NVIDIA, put our minds to rest that our pensions are going to be skyrocketing this year. Well, between NVIDIA and Meta, okay, they've really reassured the markets going forward. And that's why I've been saying all along that interest rates will not be falling in March. I mean, it's just idiotic to think they would. Now the banks are starting to catch up with that. All of these, pretty much everything going green. So we need to dive a bit deeper in that. And one way to dive a bit deeper, well, you might say, well, let's have a basket of stocks. These are leveraged. So be careful, okay? Please be careful when you see these big numbers. What are the markets doing so far this year? Well, the NASDAQ's up 7%. The S&P are pretty much the same. The Dow is 30 stocks, as you know. Amazon is about to enter the Dow, and the Dow is at all-time highs, and so is the NASDAQ, and so is the S&P, pretty much. They're all at all-time highs. The UK markets are down, and so is your pension so far this year, and they are roughly at 1999 prices. Great. Fantastic. Now you know why Americans get richer. It's not because they're cleverer. Some of them are. Now, communications is leading the way. If you want to know where the money's coming from, actually, it's not tech in many ways. It's communications companies. It's healthcare companies. It is, yes, tech, but that's third one down. Okay, and then you've got banking and financials. I own Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, for instance. All right, so that's where we are. Now, as you know, my approach, and I keep mentioning this, is I'm not really looking at sectors. I'm more looking at these things, which is to say that I want to tick the momentum box, I want to tick the value box, I want to tick the growth box. Those are the winning ones. How did I know those horses were going to win at the start of the year when the race started? I didn't. What I knew was if I tick the momentum box and it wins, then I'll have momentum stocks, I win. If I tick the growth box and it wins, then I'll win. Well, what happens if I had ticked, let's say, well, I didn't do market cap, so let's say value, okay? Let's say I tick the value box, which I do. I look for undervalued companies, but not by market cap. So what would have happened? Well, the fact that I pick value and growth in the same stock and momentum in the same stock would have meant if value wasn't in favor, the fact that the same stock had momentum and growth would have meant it ended up at the top of the table. So whatever happens, I end up at the top of the table. Simple as that. Winning. It's what I like. Okay, it's my job. Now, year to date, well, not year to date, sorry, over the past year, well, my word, what is going on? NASDAQ up 50%. So over the last 12 months, if you're on the Great Investments Program, have a look at arpishpatel.com/links. Your pension should be up 50% then at least, because you know you're tracking an index. That's even if I'm rubbish and can't get you anything better than an index. Maybe your pension's only up by a quarter because all I can do is get you up to an index. I can do a bit better than that, but there we go. And the Dow's 17. We don't tend to track the Dow. Maybe we should follow some of the Dow stocks just to be boring. The UK markets are up 4.59%, which is exactly what most workplace pension fund managers in the UK say you should expect for being in the UK. And they've delivered it and they're so happy. Well done, British workplace pensioners. And you've got 4.59%. Don't look at that. That's not for you. 10 times more. Don't be silly. That's not for you. My clients have SIPs and ISAs and they're at that end. Now, how are we doing on these stocks? Well, Nvidia, as you know, from January 2023, we didn't have it because we foresaw AI. I didn't foresee it in 2023. We had it because on a value, growth, income, cash flow, Sortino, Alpha, and momentum basis, and I've got some great anagrams from you guys, which I'll use in future weeks. We got that in there. We got that in there. I'm going to come to Eli Lilly in a second. And we're keeping an eye on Netflix for you as well. So it's not too bad. Let's have a look at some of these. Now, Ralph Lauren is not one of mine. It's not one I picked. It's not one I'd buy now. It's one of the top movers, and it's a popular company. So I thought I'd better cover it. It's not one I'd buy now. It's not one we had in the past. And you might say, aha, look at you. How rubbish are you? Why did you not pick it here when it was at, I don't know, 85, and now it's doubled? You've just missed 100% gain. Yeah, we did. We don't get every single. We have 10,000 stocks in our database. We didn't get that one. It didn't come up. It didn't tick enough of the boxes on value growth. Think, well, it just goes to show that must be rubbish then because it missed this. No, that's fine. We missed this and about 10 really bad stocks. And I'd rather miss all of those 10 bad ones than have got this and then lost the money on the other 10 bad stocks. And I wouldn't buy it now either after this nice rise because I fear it's going to do that. Okay, so that's just my view. Eli Lilly is one of ours, not from the last 12 months. I was thinking it rings a bell, other than the fact that it's famous. It's one of ours from 2021, where what had actually happened, so it's good to look back because it's now one of the big risers. It got up to here and we got out then, all right? Got out then and it fell off, okay? Now, you could have said, well, why didn't you not get back in? Well, we're probably too busy getting into Nvidia by that time. And it had made that 71% gain over that period of time. And then when it fell off the highs, I said, okay, time to get out. And of course, since then, it's just skyrocketed. We don't necessarily keep an eye on things after we've got out of them unless they meet our VGI, etc., etc. So, yeah, we got the 71%. Had we stayed in and all of this, could have got longer. But we've got a strategy, and it just goes to show you that whilst we've got a strategy and we think it's a good strategy, yeah, it might mean that you missed out on this, which we did. So having got out at whatever that is, 400-ish, it then went up nearly another 100% you missed, for God's sake, and you only got 71. Yeah,
That's the real world.
That's how it happens. Because you can get 100% by going to Vegas as well. Doesn't mean you should do it. Uber Technologies is another one of ours from the past, but we'd got out of. And I know you're going to say the same thing. You map it. It went from 20 to 80. And you missed all of that. Yep, it wasn't on our radar there, but it was back here in 2020. If you remember in 2020, I used to talk about it and say, actually, I used to talk about it in 2021 after the event and say how it did, but we did talk about it during its rise, and that was 148% return. But you're absolutely right. What happened? How come you didn't get a fourfold return here? Because it didn't come up, or maybe it came up and I just didn't look at it as one of the potential ones to consider. But yeah, anyway, so just want to show you how we work. Now, the fallers. Well, luckily none of these, thank you very much. You'll remember I said about Palo Alto Networks, my friend Nikesh Arora is the CEO, and I said it was overbought, a bit like Ralph Lauren is now. I don't want to get in. Well, it's just gone and dropped 22%. Ouch. That's the FTSE 350 if you're interested, and that's the bottom performing ones in case you're interested. More interesting that you should be interested in is the S&P all-time highs, whilst the FTSE in your pension language is at 1999 levels, and that's where we are on it, and I expect it to continue going upwards. That's my bull case projection, 20% to the upside. FTSE... Well, it's at 2016 levels, at 1999 levels. What do you want me to tell you? Good luck with your retirement. Unless you've got a SIP or ISA in the Great Investments Program, in which case, that's what we're expecting, just so you know. Okay. Apple. Now, here's where the decisions have to be made. Would I buy more if I didn't hold it? No, because the monthly momentum is falling down. Do I continue holding what I've got? Yes, because I've got no reason to sell it. When would I have a reason to sell it? Well, if it drops X percent from its highs, and it hasn't yet. Okay, because it's not even dropped 15% from its highs, and I don't want to sell any of it with just a 10% drop. Alphabets for my Great Investments Program, people only, have a look at alpashpatel.com/links. Now, the Microsoft strategy, again, is would I buy more if I didn't own it? Well, it's starting to get a bit peaky and overbought. It's almost like down here. But yes, I would buy more if I didn't own it. Do I continue holding what I've got? Hell yeah, I've got no reason to sell it. When would I sell it? If it drops X percent. Well, it hasn't even dropped 10%, so I don't need to make a decision yet, do I? Amazon, Great Investments Program members, only. Disney. And yeah, they're doing a bit in AI as well, apparently. That's the idea of what should happen. Hopefully it will. There's no guarantees it will, but that's what we're looking for. Don't forget on my YouTube channel, why you should sack your fund manager. Nvidia. Now, doesn't that look like Ralph Lauren in terms of everything other than anything at all, in the sense of the momentum? And the fear is it could do that. Now, would I buy more, therefore? No, because it's overbought. Would I hold what I've got? Yes. Would I consider selling it only if it drops X? Well, it's not even dropped 10%, so I don't even need to trigger an Amber Alert confidence vote. Tesla. I don't know why I did that for Tesla, because it doesn't deserve it. It was a special situation from January. We made our 68%. We got out because I eased back on holdings back then. And now since then, of course, it's fallen a bit. It's not probably going to be a special situation anytime soon that I can think of. Meta is Great Investments Program only. NXP Semiconductors is a new one I'm bringing to discuss and talk to you about. And that's what I'm expecting. That looks just like an 11% rise in a year, which looks pretty pathetic. But I suspect it'll be closer to that kind of angle of inclination on that. ServiceNow, Great Investments Program only. Don't forget the special situations that I broadcast on Telegram sometimes. 12-month holding still for these, okay? And Netflix, it's in the news, so I've been talking about it. I don't own it. The reason I talk about it is because when it had those big bumper earnings, I said, oh, well, let's cover it because it's popular, which is pretty late because actually you should be doing it from there. But since it's popular, I thought I'd mention it, and it's coming along nicely, even though I don't own it and therefore couldn't care less. PayPal just goes to show you that that can be flatlined for a long time. That downward trend is in situ until it breaks out convincingly from the downward trend. Don't go near it, I guess. Now, don't forget, 1 million views on YouTube talking about why your pension fails and reviewing lots of investment trusts. Have a look at alpeshpatel.com/links if you want to know how to get my YouTube. Funds popular, not with me, but with hedge funds, General Electric, and it is doing well. I mean, I said not with me because when I discussed it, when the MACD was up here, it was overbought. And of course, it continues to be overbought, but it's rising. Similarly with Sika, except it's not so overbought. I don't own it, but looks okay. Don't forget 300,000, not just that, and the blue tick. Harder than a degree from Oxford University. That's the YouTube. Why your pension is performing poorly. Okay, so that's the YouTube. And as I've already said, top voices on there. And you can leave me a review. Have a look at alpeshpatel.com/links. But most importantly, have a look at my campaign for 1 million to see the data on how your mental health is impacted if you don't know how to invest properly. So my ambition is that you all eventually have enough capital in your pension growing at a sufficiently high rate that you've cloned your own salary generating self. That's the idea. Okay, thank you very much, one and all, and I will see you at a future broadcast. Thank you. You still here? You lonely? Why still here? alpeshpatel.com/links. Go. I won't tell anyone. You stalk me.